America's most popular truck is getting a 700-pound makeover. Ford unveiled a streamlined version of the F-150 yesterday at its factory in Dearborn, Michigan. The move is in response to stricter fuel efficiency standards, and the changes at Ford could give the company a head start on its rivals. But tinkering with the formula of a bestseller may be a risky business move. CNN's Maggie Lake has been following this story, and she's with us on the line from New York. Maggie, welcome back.
Hi there, Sasha. Great to be with you.
Thank you. And Maggie, I think it's fair to say that many people who buy trucks, they typically want solid, sturdy vehicles. And the lighter weight of this new F-150 is due to it going from an all-steel to an all-aluminum body. Now, I understand you spoke with Ford's CEO yesterday. How confident is he that consumers will respond positively to this lighter pickup truck?
He's sounding pretty confident, I have to tell you, Sasha. And the fact that he's talking about it so publicly, he was at the location in Dearborn where these models started rolling off the line, I think is a sign that they are starting to feel really optimistic about that. When I spoke to him yesterday, he said 250,000 people went on their website to configure a vehicle in the last month. This is the most interest they've ever seen in any vehicle in the history's company. So I think that bodes well. But remember, this is coming at a time when gas prices are at a four-year low. That is something Ford could have never anticipated. And I asked him about that. Is he worried that this is going to take away momentum for people to take that chance and take a chance on a new product? He said, no, not at all. People still want to save money. It doesn't matter where that gas price is. But I think it is going to be something that industry watchers are going to be looking at.
Now, aluminum in vehicles isn't new, but how big a deal is it to go all aluminum in a truck?
It is a really big deal. You're right. It's not new. This is the first time they've done all aluminum. You mentioned that number. They're saying it takes 700 pounds out
of
a truck.
Amazing.
That is a huge amount. Now, in terms of exact fuel efficiency, how much better it's going to be, how much more, you know, bang for the buck you're going to get, we don't have the exact numbers on that. Ford's going to come out with them, we think, sometime next month. But I've seen estimates as high as 20%. The issue is it going to affect performance? And this is the biggest marketing hurdle they have to get over. Because you're right, those truck, a lot of them, people use it for work. They have to haul things. Fields told me yesterday, I asked him about this. He said, not only is it going to be the same, it's not going to sacrifice performance, it's actually going to have more towing, more payload, more torque because of the way that it's assembled and because of the savings and the weight that's taken out. Now, I have not driven one myself, but for people who have had an early test drive, some of the reviews coming back are pretty positive, although some do say that they want to see how the trucks are actually configured before they might make the final determination.
Yeah, and that what you just talked about, it was really interesting to me. So number one, I thought, will this feel like a different ride? They're telling you it will not.
Yes, they are saying that it will feel better, as a matter of fact. But of course they are. Mark Fields, like his predecessor, Alan Mulally, the first thing they do is try to sell you a Ford car. So they are saying that. But some of the reviews, you know, the people said for the test drive, again, this isn't proven out in the real world. But the early reviews coming back are saying it does feel like you have that power that you need. Again, going to be up to the consumer to put it to the test and a lot of those small businesses and those workers out there. But the early indications, at least that I've seen, are positive.
You mentioned it can tow as much or more, but a safety question. Will this aluminum body hold up in an accident just as well compared to a steel body truck?
This is something very much on the mind of Ford, given all the recalls we've seen. And in fact, it's taken them a while to do this. They've invested a huge amount of money, and they are taking their time. They can't afford to have this not go well. So Ford, again, is saying that it is, but they are watching it very closely, and it looks like they're taking a lot of care with this, Sasha. So, again, we're going to have to see, but they need this to go well. It's the biggest gamble in the company's history.
That's CNN's Maggie Lake talking with us about the new Ford F-150 pickup truck, which is now 700 pounds lighter because it is all aluminum. Maggie, thanks very much.
Always great to be with you. Thanks, Sasha.